Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Dean Richards is off today, but Sam Rubin is with us from KTLA-TV in Los Angeles and News Nation. Good morning, Sam. What's happening in Hollywood today?
Good morning, Bob. Nice to speak with you. People are talking about what happened in New York last night, the world premiere of Steven Spielberg's take on West Side Story. And, you know, there are very few movies left to come out in award season. Apparently now, we can add this to the list, really, really strong notices from the premiere last night. Generally speaking, people come out of premieres, you know, liking the movie. It's very rare that people come out hating the film. But there seem to be some very strong notices here. So suddenly, the phrase they use out here is now this movie is in the conversation, which I'm amused to hear.
I went to the movies last night with my wife. Went to a theater first time since the pandemic, and we saw the Lady Gaga Al Pacino movie about the Gucci family, and there's some controversy about that this morning, and understandably the Guccis don't like it, but it's not a documentary. What do they say about these movies? What do they put on the screen? Inspired by true events, right?
By true events. The Guccis are saying, you know, hey, this is not a real representation of our family. And Ridley Scott, the director, who I think is a very accomplished director, is like, hey, look, there was a murder. You know, somebody else went to prison for tax evasion. We didn't, salient elements of this we did not make up. But they're taking real objection to the Al Pacino portrayal, saying that, that particular characterization was not reflective of the, you know, patriarch of the family.
What did you think of the movie, Sam?
I think Gaga is a very accomplished actress. I like this way that Jared Leto disappears into roles. The cliche phrase, I'd pay to see Pacino read the phone book. Mm-hmm. All that being said, and, you know, this is my feeling often with these movies that are so highly touted. Liked it, but didn't love it. I looked at my watch a couple times. It was a little long for me.
Yeah, and it seemed to me like it would have been more interesting had they devoted about a half hour to how the police solved the crime and less time to what they kept kind of conveying over and over again about what was happening with the marriage. You know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly. All of that being said, I do think, you know, it is rare that you have somebody who has the combination of talents that Lady Gaga has. And one discussion out here is, should Lady Gaga bill herself as Lady Gaga when she's a singer and use her given name when she's an actress? There should be some sort of separation and demarcation between the two. But, you know, she's a very talented person.
Very good. Maybe you know the answer to this question. Last night in the theater we were in, the movie had subtitles. It was captioned. Now, are they doing this more with movies across the board? Do you know anything about this?
I don't know about that. That might have been a particular selection for this particular screening that you went to.
Mm-hmm.
That seems somewhat unusual to me, and that maybe they had designated, the 6 o'clock show will have captions.
But
that does not seem standard practice to me.
I found it very annoying because I kept looking at the letters, looking at the captions instead of the whole screen.
Right.
So
again, that seems somewhat unusual to me. I think that might have been, oops, you went to the wrong thing. It was funny. I took my kids to the movies on the weekend for Encanto, the Disney film, which I liked very much. But the entire night, three tickets and three visits to the concession stands, $90. Yeah. And that's just, that's not.
Hey, I bought like a giant bag of dark chocolate covered raisins a few weeks ago at a store, and so I had my own supply. I could have sold it to people in the theater for like $100, but I didn't. There were like right. Now this was a Monday night, so there's like six people in the theater. Although sure. The folks I talked to at this place said last weekend was the busiest they had been since the pandemic. So in general, is the movie business coming back? Are people going to the theaters now?
I think it is coming back, but I think the concern is you have a particular group of people, be it pandemic fear, the price, the equivalent options at home or seemingly equivalent options at home, that are just opting out. So, mm-hmm. And will these people ever come back? Yeah, and I think that's potentially problematic.
Yeah, I notice on the previews now, they always make a point of flashing on the screen only in theaters, as opposed to streaming at home. We should mention Lindsay Lohan, too, and she's got a nifty engagement ring she's wearing.
Well, 7 years in Dubai will get you something. And in her case, it's gotten her, various jobs as a disc jockey and a club promoter, and now a fiancé. And it's very funny because apparently this engagement ring, which is worth at least $250,000, we're told, has prompted, I don't know if this ever happens to you, but sometimes when news events happen, it doesn't take long, and then a publicist sends me an email, expert commentator on, and it's, a person completely only tangentially related to the event, but there are a variety of jewelry commentators available to talk about the engagement ring, if we're so inclined.
Yeah, you took a pass on that, I'm sure, right?
yeah. It was like thank you, but no thank you. one movie note I just want to tout. Here's the title I want people to look for. The one that I saw that is a smaller movie, but I enjoyed tremendously, and I think is going to do very well during award season, is this George Clooney-directed movie with Ben Affleck called The Tender Bar. And I just thought it was great. And it was one of these little movies with a big emotional impact. And they'll make a much bigger play for it towards Christmas. But that, to me, is the sleeper of the season. And I just thought it was terrific.
I'll look for that. I hadn't heard about that. The Tender Bar.
The Tender Bar. And it's just this great coming-of-age story of a young man, a single mother, errant father, and the uncle, who is the bartender behind the tender bar, in effect raises the kid. It's really good.
Sam Rubin, thanks as always. KTLA Los Angeles. Have a good day, Sam.
Thanks, Bob, so much. Pleasure. Thank you.
Dean Richards is off today, but we have the late night monologue highlights for you right now. The main topics last night, Cyber Monday, the new COVID variant, of course, and Hanukkah. Here's a little bit of what the boys had to say, starting with Jimmy Kimmel, and then we'll hear from Jimmy Fallon and Stephen Colbert. Here's Kimmel.
On the most important holiday of all, Cyber Monday, also known as every company you ever bought anything from sent you 11 emails day. So good to hear from Linens and Things. It's been so long. I got aggressive for Cyber Monday this year. I drove down to the port of Los Angeles. I lined up outside a container ship. I was like, hey, let's go. This is the name Omicron, by the way, comes from the Greek alphabet. That's how they're doing this with Delta, which means the next variant will be called Pi. And that's a problem. As much as Americans don't want to get COVID, we do love Pi. And
it's still November, so it's an unusually early Hanukkah this year. I'm guessing it's tough to go directly from Thanksgiving into another holiday, especially on the food front. Mm-hmm. Oh, I couldn't eat another bite of mashed potatoes and cranberry sauce. Ooh, fried potatoes and applesauce? Sour cream. For all of you playing dreidel tonight, remember, gambling's only fun until it becomes a problem. Avoid anyone spending their gelt on Hanukkah betting apps like Dreidel Kings. It's the highlight of the holiday season. Children lie awake in their beds, listening for the click, click, click of their mom entering promo codes. And it might be hard to find the perfect gift this season because the supply chain is still a mess. which is why some holiday shoppers are doubling down, stockpiling gifts in case their favorite items don't arrive in time. That's why really smart shoppers don't wait till Black Friday. They start trampling people weeks ago. One survey found that this year a whopping 20% of shoppers said they plan to order more gifts in case some are delayed or canceled. So if you're doing the 12 days of Christmas, be safe and double your order. Okay, that's 16 maids of milking. That's 20 lords of leaping. And forget about 12's drummer drumming. Just hire the Texas A&M marching band.
I love shopping on Cyber Monday because nothing beats spending the holiday season on hold with the Bank of America fraud department. Huh? No, I didn't buy a TV from Walmart in the Philippines. No, that wasn't me. Yep, over 60 million people bought gifts today, yet somehow on Christmas all we do is exchange gift cards. How does that work? But it was a big day. Amazon offered tons of deals. Target rolled out major discounts. And Radio Shack was like, we should really get a website. We should do that. Maybe next year. Maybe next year. Of course, the big news that everyone is talking about is this new COVID variant called Omicron. Yeah, we need another variant like we need another turkey sandwich for lunch. Omicron. It sounds like a transformer who can't smell or taste. Omicron. We're getting kind of deep in the Greek alphabet, you know? Pretty soon we're going to run out of letters and just start using Gatorade flavors. You know, Fauci would be like, we have to do whatever it takes to stop the fierce melon variant. Yeah, basically everyone is bummed out about the new variant. Meanwhile, Delta Airlines is like, oh, yeah. Hey, yo! What's up? I knew we were going to come up.
Jimmy Fallon on hold with the Bank of America fraud department.